My name is Lindsay Wright. I was born in Malden in St Peter's Hospital in 1952.
Lindsay, can you tell me a little bit about your dad and what he did?
My dad was born in 1916 on the Hythe as one of the youngest of eight brothers and sisters, part of the fishing family. His father had been a fisherman, but he just got into the fishing business when he was working for his uncle. His uncle had a fish shop in the High Street, and as a boy he used to go in and open oysters, which recalled how he would hurt his hand opening the oysters.
So from school he went straight into the business.
Yes.
In the fishmongers.
Yes.
Full time.
Yeah.
Working for his uncle.
Initially. Working for his uncle before he finally bought the business.
Right.
And carried on.
Do you know what age he was, roughly, when he bought the business?
No. That's obviously long before my time.
Oh, yes.
So I didn't know that I'd picked up when...
And you possibly don't remember the uncle?
I don't remember the uncle at all. No. No.
So your dad bought the business there in the High Street?
Yes.
Where was it exactly?
More recent years, it was... Well, currently it's the Grape Tree. Before that, it was HSBC. So that was 72 High Street. Mm. And it was an open-fronted shop with a big marble slab. And the great big shutters would come down when it was shut, but when it was open, the whole of the front would then be open.
And it must have been a thriving business.
Yes, I mean, there was another fish shop. Balls was further down the High Street, where currently there's a dog accessory shop, I should say. But they worked together. They weren't enemies.
And as a child, do you remember going there, going into the shop?
Yes. As a youngster, I would go and help weigh things on the scales. And when friends, obviously not complete strangers, would come in, I would be tasked for giving them their change, working out what it was and giving them their change.
So as a child, you were brought up with the feel and the smell of fish?
Yes.
And you still enjoy eating fish?
Yes, yeah. My father spent a lot of his time in cold, icy waters, and therefore his hands would always be cold, and the cuffs of his jumpers would rot. And so that my mum didn't have to buy him a new jumper, she would cut off the cuffs and knit them up. So I learnt how to pick up stitches and knit them up, a task I've used relatively recently.
So it was a thriving business. So where did your dad get the fish from?
He would go to Billingsgate early on a Monday morning, the original site for Billingsgate, because it's moved. So the original site, and very occasionally as a treat, I'd be allowed to go with him. But he would go and pick the fish that he wanted for the day, and then he would talk to importers for what ones he would want later in the week. But then locally, Cockles Winkles would come by bus, on an Osborne's bus, from Tollesbury.
And do you remember that bus? Do you remember seeing it?
Oh, yes. Really dilapidated things which would invariably break down.
And did it come into Malden every day?
Yes, yes. So it would come in outside what is now Pound Stretchers. I could see him going across to meet the bus to get the sack. I can't imagine a bus these days having a sack load of Cockles or Winkles on them.
Yeah, that was quite a feature in those days then, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The bus from Tollesbury.
He moved from 72 High Street to 39 High Street, that's next to the Moot Hall, for different premises, probably in the early 70s, very early 70s, because he'd retired by 1975 completely. So must have been late 60s, early 70s, he moved further up the High Street. A friend of his knew of this butcher shop coming up for sale, which must be fairly easy to convert from a butcher shop to a fish shop, and included the shop next door. So he bought both premises, which wasn't the original intention, and then ended up being a landlord letting out properties next door, which hadn't been an original thought.
Do you happen to remember what the next door property was? I mean, it's now a cafe, isn't it?
It was Grace Hunt's.
Yes, the famous...
Grace Hunt's, yes. Mm. And it's been an electrical shop since then, sold little electrical items after Grace Hunt moved out. And then various cafes have been there over the years.
Mm. Going back to your dad's shop, and he obviously had to kit out the new shop... He presumably had an enormous fridge out the back somewhere for all the ice and keeping the fish fresh.
And smokehouse. He used to smoke. Did he? Used to smoke haddocks.
Did he?
Yes.
Oh. What, in both premises or just the new one?
I can remember it being next to the Moot Hall, but I don't remember it being... It must have been at the lower one, but I was a bit young then, but I can see it...
The smokehouse, it would involve a wood fire,
yeah,
and hanging up the fish above,
yes,
it just to,
yeah, to smoke them, yes.
Smoke them. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And where, at this sort of time, where did you live as a family?
Fanbridge Road. Right. Early, I've lived in two houses in Fanbridge Road, and then into Wentworth Meadows. I can remember a phone... being connected to the shop, particularly in Fanbridge Road, that the shop phone would be available during the day, and then at night it would be switched to home, so we could only use the phone in the evening because during the day it was switched to the shop.
Right. And when you moved across to Wentworth Meadows, the houses there must have been quite, were they newly built or?
I think they were built for the people who built Bragwell Power Station. I think it was the early engineers who were involved with Bragwell Power Station. And the lower ones were more recently built because I can remember that being an orchard.
Yeah.
When I lived in Fanbridge Road, over the back, it was all orchards. I can remember a railway carriage where we used to go and play on the railway carriage. Goodness knows why a railway carriage was in the middle of this orchard. But...
And you said earlier, living in Fanbridge Road, there was a lady that collected all the children on the way up to Sunday school.
Miss Metcalf lived a little bit further down Fanbridge Road. And she was the Sunday school teacher, and she would walk up to All Saints Church gathering children on her way, a bit like the Pied Piper.
So let's go on to your mum.
And my mum was born in Greenwich. Greenwich didn't look then like it does now. They were very poor. Reported it. As a child, she'd be sent to the grocer's to buy a halfpenny's worth of butter because her mother was too ashamed that she couldn't afford any more than that. The toilet was at the bottom of the yard. I think it was a 3 or 4 storey house, and I recall that they didn't use the top of the house because the roof leaked. But
was she an only child?
Yes. Right. Yes. Her father was a barber. Her mother used to take in washing. But one of her teachers recognised her ability and persuaded her parents to allow her to take the entrance exam to a charity school, which she passed. So in September 1939, she started a boarding school in Hertfordshire, Christ Hospital.
That's a very well-known school, isn't it?
Yeah.
You have to wonder if her parents found it difficult to let her go, because it was quite a long way away, wasn't
it? Yeah. But obviously, being in boarding school during the war, things were still very tight. And she recalls one particular meal. They had to eat what they were given, and they were given tapioca, and she hated it. And they wore long bloomers, so she used to hide the tapioca in her bloomers.
That wasn't very comfortable, was it?
No.
So with your mum in Hertfordshire, how come she met your dad from Walden?
So during the war, she was evacuated. Well, during the school holidays in the war, she was evacuated to her mother's sister's house in Wickham Bishops. Mm-hmm. And then subsequently would then visit this aunt after the war as well, in Wickham Bishops. And she would walk from Wickham Bishops to Malden to the dances. And that's when she met my father.
Oh, yeah.
He was 12 years older than her.
Right.
So after school, she went to teacher training college in Cambridge. And then in 1950, she married my father and started teaching at Malden County Primary School, and then moved to Malden County Secondary Girls' School, which then amalgamated with the boys' school to become Malden Secondary School. And as a child, I can remember when those two schools joined together, she was responsible for amalgamating the libraries, the two libraries. So my sister and I spent our summer holidays in the school library writing out those little cards that would be stuck in the back of library books to amalgamate the two libraries. And then after it was the secondary school, it amalgamated with the grammar school to become the Plume. But she wasn't with the Plume long before she got a promotion to the secondary school in Braintree, the Tabor High School in Braintree. Mm. She finished her teaching days in Braintree as the deputy head.
So did she drive backwards and forwards?
To Braintree, yes. Yeah. She, her first day at Braintree was in January of whatever year, when it was snowing and her windscreen wipers broke on her first day of driving to Braintree. I can remember her telling me that.
And her subject was English, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Although some of the early days at the secondary girls' school was needlework.
Oh.
Yeah, she did some needlework as well. But English was her main subject.
And after retirement, she got involved in a lot of local organisations, didn't she?
Yes, to the Malden Society. Mm-hmm. She was involved in that. She loved her history. She also loved her swimming. She had a friend who was going blind and wanted a somewhere disabled swimming. So she set up the disabled swimming group at the newly opened swimming pool, the Blackwater Barracudas, a swimming group for disabled people, and organised the additional aids for people getting in and out of the swimming pool.
And she set that all up?
Yes, yes.
And do you know, is that still carrying?
Yes.
That's brilliant, isn't it? Fantastic.
Mm. Yeah.
And was she involved, I remember, was she in the trustee of the Maldoon Heritage Centre?
When the embroidery was still in the in the Moot Hall, she would be there monitoring people going in and out of there. So, yes, became a trustee of the Maldoon. I think if I remember rightly, she was partly responsible for that becoming a charity. I don't think it was a charity until then.
Lindsay, what do you remember about the various carnivals?
I can remember them coming up Fanbridge Road past our house, but no particular stalls. My main memory of the carnival was the fireworks at the end of the carnival, on the last night of the carnival, on the prom. The fireworks would be set up on the sea wall between the lake and the river, and everyone would be sitting on the bank on the other side of the river, and fireworks would actually be not only on this great big scaffolding between the lake and the river, but there would also be fireworks on the lake. And my cousins, who were part of the fishing fraternity, would be rowing across the lake, lighting the fireworks.
Wow.
On the river, so the fountains would be fireworks.
Yeah.
I still don't know that any fireworks better than that. They're just fantastic. Everyone sitting on the bank.
So you were on the far bank of the river.
Yes.
So you had to walk quite a way around to get there, didn't you?
Well, no, we were. You'd walk through the main path, and so you were then on the bank, looking towards the river. So no one no one was allowed where all the fireworks were on the this enormous lock of scaffolding would be put up between the lake and the river. There would always be somehow the Queen would be lit up in fireworks, and always something moving across it, and the and then these fountains come out of the lake, and you the cousins would be rowing across the lake to light the fireworks.
Spectacular.
It was, because you're sitting on the bank, you get all the reflection in the in the lake as well. And then going back to the lake, I don't want it as a swimming pool, thanks very much. I went as a child and came out covered in green gunge, so I never let my children go in there.
Really?
No.